It's Monday, September 1st, and I am Leonard Witbien with your news at 7 a.m. Frans Goita from DLK Africa Consulting says fewer than 5% of young entrepreneurs are applying for the National Youth Fund due to confusing requirements. He calls for clearer guidance and better information sharing to help youth prepare solid business plans. Goita also highlights how business consultants and artificial intelligence tools can help with financial forecasting and strengthen applications.
You really need to get business consultants to assist you with this, or account or you just use certain software and tools to do all of this. There's a lot of AI tools out there right now that can assist with focus, whereby you just need to come up with your selling, what's your selling price, how many do you think you'll sell, how many clients do you think you'll have per day, per hour. It all matters in detail. What's your cost of sales, whereby this product or service, how much does it cost you to make it and to distribute it? So all of that you can just write one paragraph or something like that, and then you can let AI forecast the rest of the year for you.
You can find the full interview with Goita on futuremedianews.com.na. Global oil prices and currency fluctuations are driving the latest fuel price review, says Energy Ministry spokesperson Anna Salkeus. The adjustments aims to ease the burden on consumers while safeguarding the fuel supply chain from potential disruptions. The ministry is working to protect citizens from even steeper increases.
The ministry is therefore announcing that the prices of petrol and both diesel grades, that's diesel 10 ppm and diesel 50 ppm, will remain unchanged during the duration of September 2025. Petrol will be maintained at 20 Namibia dollars and 37 cents per litre, while diesel 50 ppm will be maintained at 19 Namibia dollars and 92 cents per litre, and diesel 10 ppm will remain 20 Namibia dollars and 2 cents per litre.
The Mariental road accident involving the correctional services and the police vehicles has claimed 16 lives, including one police officer and one correctional officer. President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa and Minister Lucia Ipumbu extended condolences and called on the public to stop sharing graphic images from the scene. The correctional services has suspended all visitations to the Hardap Correctional Facility until further notice as investigations continue. Authorities say support services are being provided to the families and colleagues affected by the tragedy. South Africa's Communist Party says its 2026 electoral strategy will be aimed at addressing the crisis of working class representation. The SACP Central Committee met over the weekend, where comprehensive reports from the Political Bureau and the Secretariat were discussed. The reports provided an in-depth analysis of the domestic and global situation. As General Secretary Soli Mapaila says, while fully upholding its independence and national congressional solutions, the SAPC remains committed to engaging with the ANC. Internationally, according to Axios News outlet, senior members of the Trump administration in the U.S. believe that European powers are undermining peace efforts in Ukraine. But European leaders say that Russian strikes on Ukraine are proof that Moscow isn't serious about bringing the war to an end. William Denslow is our correspondent in Brussels.
European leaders have praised the Trump administration's efforts to push for a peace process, but warn that greater pressure is needed on Moscow to bring them to the negotiating table. On Sunday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen called Russia's leader Vladimir Putin a predator who must be kept in check through strong deterrence. The Kremlin's accused Europe of hindering the US and Russia's efforts of achieving a peaceful resolution to the conflict. William Denslow, Brussels.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.